Hey, Firefly, what's up?
What's up, Butterfly? I'm so stoked to be doing another episode with you.
I am too. And I'm kind of excited to talk some more about, last time we were talking about the moon landing.
Would that have been fake? I don't know.
I don't know.
Was that filmed in like Simi Valley,
It kind of looks that way. I
maybe?
don't know. It looks like maybe, Stanley Kubrick was involved.
Like, you're like, that same rock was in that John Wayne movie, The Searchers, right?
That rock is famous. And I'm not talking about the rock. I'm
Not
talking about
the rock.
that big rock in the desert. So I thought maybe we should talk about the return of the space program
Yeah,
because
weird.
it's weird how, we were talking about that moon landing and when I saw that movie, Fly Me to the Moon, how they were showing how it was such a big PR thing. And they were trying to, which I mean, this was actually what was happening in real life. They were trying to unite everybody, and like everybody was excited about the moon
Well,
landing and
Kennedy was
stuff.
the one who kind of said it, remember? Before he died, he was like, we want to go to the moon. And he kind of said, before the end of the 60s, so
It
the
was.
people were kind of united in a collective goal.
Yeah, and it was exciting. Everybody could be excited and on board with it. And
People used to kind of love being Americans.
yeah,
Now they kind of hate it.
they do. Well, a lot of the cult members think
They
it's like
really do.
gross, but
They're like, oh, America. And it's like, well, you can move away. I'd be
exactly.
stoked if you
If
did.
this flag offends you, then go somewhere else.
Go,
But North
like,
Korea has a lot of cheap land, I hear.
go to China. You'd be stoked in China. A lot of these people would love China.
They'll tell you what job to do and, keep your social credit score
Yeah,
under wraps.
exactly.
And
And you can be a slave over there and go and like work all day and make like a pittance, live in an apartment. That's what they want to do anyways.
Yeah,
They should
totally.
just go
You
there. It's
know
already
what?
going on over
It's
there.
already going on. So, but anyway, I kind of see like this reemergence and like this new excitement about space, and it's kind of reminding me of that moon landing kind of time where they were all excited. It seems like they're kind of doing that again, like with this, everybody's talking now. We just had those astronauts like return from like up there, wherever up there is.
And all you see
And
is footage of them like parachuting into the ocean. It's like,
oh
oh, they're
yeah.
coming back from
And
space.
they said that they were going, like, I guess when they landed, they were going like 16 miles an hour, but like initially they were going 17,000 miles an hour. Is
So
that,
good air brakes.
yeah, can a human fall that fast
I
and
don't
not
know.
be injured?
It
It
seems like,
seems a little
I
unhealthy.
mean, I've gone on free fall where all you're doing is falling at the speed of gravity, and I felt like I was going to puke.
I would barf.
I mean,
17,000 miles an hour.
that seems pretty
How do you
fast.
go that fast?
It seems like your brain would just like squish,
Scramble.
you know?
Yeah. I
And who
mean,
knows? Maybe. I mean, these people are amazing. They talked to the dude on the moon with a wired phone like my mom had in her kitchen in the 70s.
I know.
So, I mean,
It's
these people
possible.
are amazing.
Yeah. So I feel like they're trying to get us all excited about space
You know what
again,
it is the astronauts are like Iron Man. It's like Robert Downey Jr. They're superhumans.
Oh, is that
That's why
maybe
they
they
can
have a
fall.
suit? They have a
Yeah.
suit with like the helmet and stuff.
Duh.
Oh
I
gosh.
can't believe you didn't
Well,
know that.
the whole those characters like Iron Man, probably maybe that's predictive programming, and
That's what we already have.
maybe we already have that stuff.
I mean, duh, we've already have that. That's who it was. It
It
was
was
Iron Man
Iron
and
Man.
Captain America were up there for the last 8 months.
Well, Captain America would be there for sure.
He had his shield.
Totally. Yeah.
That's why 17,000 miles an hour, he's like, I got my shield.
I got it. And there was
So,
like Captain Marvel too, I'm sure, because
you
we
know,
got to
don't
have.
question things. Just accept what they tell you
Okay.
and shut up
Okay.
because you're kind of getting annoying.
I know.
Now you're starting to bring up stuff that might piss people off.
I know. And people might think it's dumb and weird and,
Well, here's another angle too. Like, have you noticed there's like tons of UFOs? Like, I watch a lot of like, I don't know why.
Aliens.
I know. Well, like, I watch all these paranormal activity videos and like conspiracy videos and stuff. And
Really?
I watch a lot of that.
Yeah.
I love when like people catch like demonic activity
Oh yeah,
on their,
with their little device that measures it.
Yes.
I've got my demonic activity device here and I can detect
It's like,
it. It's
it's
a
all the way in
demonic
the yellow.
detector.
I got a big demon here. I know. But not that any of those are fake or anything,
No,
but
because it's on TV.
it's on TV, it's real. But if it's on the internet too, it's totally real. But on those, almost every single time I watch any of these kind of videos, there's a new UFO.
Oh,
And it's
I was
always
seeing
like, what was that? And what's that? And what's that?
It's a
Yeah, it's a UFO. Oh my God, it's aliens. They're here.
UFO.
And it's like, that's kind of like jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah,
It's like you're kind
totally.
of crossing a lot of ground. It could have been man-made, even though it's something. See, it's like it's a UFO if man made something that we haven't seen flying around before.
Right.
Now, so like it makes
Which
me think
sort of like drones are kind of like UFOs, actually.
drones. It's a UFO. That's
Yeah.
alien. That's
It's an
extraterrestrial. That's ET.
unidentified flying object.
So I'm wondering if maybe all of the UFOs are man-made and they're doing it on purpose to kind of make people think, oh my gosh, it's an alien invasion. And then they're going to go, we need the government to protect us.
Oh,
We
right.
need the government to protect us
Yeah.
because otherwise ET is going to come down and become our masters.
But E.T. was kind of cute and nice, remember?
But he had bad friends. He had bad friends. I mean,
Yeah.
he was like ET phone home. He was going to call in his buddies that were looking like Rambo.
Yeah.
So I think what could be going on is they're trying to corral us back into like the
The
COVID
alien.
fear.
Yeah.
Alien is the new COVID.
Ooh.
Alien is the new
So,
COVID because you're like, okay, I better not leave my house because otherwise, Elon Musk is not going to protect me from the alien invasion. Him and Trump are in our way.
should I put my Ukraine flag away and put out the alien flag?
I think that's going to be the new, you might be ahead of the curve.
Alien flags. Let's put
That's
out
what it
alien
is. I think you'd
flags.
be a little ahead of the curve, but
Okay.
people will still be, they'll be like, wow, she's on it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So,
So what happens when an alien attack takes place, right? Well, now we all need to come together to fight this foe.
Unite. It's uniting.
But uniting in your prison. You stay in your prison.
Right.
We're going to go fight the bad guys.
We'll unite through the TV.
Well, yes. And you'll follow along with what is going on. And of course, they're going to tell you everything that's happening. So
Yes.
what they'll do is they'll put together like a full-on War of the Worlds kind of narrative and show people. And people will just sit there and watch and go, that's what's happening. And then you'll go talk to people on the street and they'll tell you what they saw on TV, like it's real. And they'll be pissed off that you don't agree.
And do you think Elon will like have one of his red Teslas flying around up there in space again, like
For
he did
sure.
before?
For sure.
Okay.
And he'll be like, probably like selling his Teslas to the
You
aliens.
know,
Why not?
he might have to like move all his dealerships to outer space because I heard they're like going through some rough times here
He can probably get cheaper labor on the moon.
now.
Who
Cheaper
knows?
labor, maybe like cheaper, you know, real estate too.
And then also, I mean, for Elon, those are new markets.
Oh, totally new markets, a
He
whole new
wants to sell
market.
Cybertrucks to aliens,
Yeah,
I'm sure.
they look like alien trucks.
They kind of are.
Aliens might like them, actually.
Well, Elon is so ahead of the game. He probably designed it on purpose, knowing we were going to start being
Right.
in contact with aliens.
Right.
So I think that might be what's going on with this resurgence,
With
shall we
the
say.
space program.
Yeah.
Do you think that's kind of what Project Bluebeam was all about?
I think so.
That was it.
Reagan, didn't he say something like that?
Well, that was a whole that was one of their plans that they talked about, one of their secret plans, right? Project Bluebeam.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that a little bit?
Let's unpack it. You know what? To tell you the truth, you probably know more than I do. I understood Bluebeam to be the fake alien invasion so that everybody's under martial law worldwide.
Yeah, so they it was one of their secret CIA things, you know, like I think we're gonna have to get into all of those, you know, like there's Project Paperclip, Mockingbird.
CIA seems kind of like assholes.
It's kind of, they kind of have a lot of sneaky secret stuff that they did
Why?
that that like we're finding out about now.
And they always say, oh, well, we got to keep it secret to protect you. It's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I think you could protect me, still be honest.
They had that whole thing about the Cooties, event 201, where they planned it all out, had like
Yeah, there was nothing weird
their
about
table
that.
read, like, a few months before it actually came
There's,
out,
yeah.
planned out the whole thing. But anyway, Project Bluebeam, is this idea where they're gonna have like holographic, like aliens and stuff, and it'll look so real that
Oh, that's
people
right.
will actually think that the aliens are here, and maybe even the UFOs are holographic. And
And you know what? I think that might be kind of the problem, is people are so easily duped. Like if they see something that some reputable quote unquote media figure tells them, they just swallow it hook, line, and sinker.
And you know what? They might not even have to have holograms like out in space. I mean, I think they have the ability to do that with all the special effects from Hollywood and stuff. And we know Hollywood is all part of the cult, but they might not even need to do that. All they might have to do is just like show it on the news and like some
Yeah.
movies. Just show and just,
Well, like you're saying,
have a sound stage and film it all and say, look what happened.
well, like this whole drama of the astronauts stuck at the space station for 8 months,
I bet.
like, could that have been completely fake, all of it?
Possibly.
I mean, maybe I'm a bad person for thinking that.
Well, we know you're a bad person, but I mean,
I should just trust that those are heroes. They're
yeah, they
heroes.
are heroes. And they
And
landed, they went through 17,000 miles an hour and then
which is kind of
down
gnarly.
to 16. And then they landed safely in the ocean with their parachutes. And now, everybody's excited. They're talking about like what is their going to be their first meal on Earth
Because that's what's important to think about.
on this spinning globe that we're on. What is going to be the first meal?
Sushi? I don't know.
Rocks.
They're in the ocean. Maybe. Who knows? But that's kind of, think about what that is. Is that the media guiding you? And they show you an image and then they say, by the way, what are they going to eat? Because then, you have people who they are waiting for their cues to think. Like the media has to tell you what to think about next.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, all the astronauts wanted like sushi. And then, there's going to be a bunch of advertisements for sushi restaurants, and everybody's going to, and it's going to be a big
It's a
boom for
big
the sushi
marketing
restaurant.
ploy for
Yeah.
the, yeah. And
Yeah.
sushi like won some kind of a lottery to be that
What?
food that they mention.
Yeah, totally. Like, what could be the food that they're trying to push right now? Oh, I know. Crickets.
Oh,
They'll
that
be at
would see,
some vegan restaurant eating crickets.
that would be
That's,
complete.
I was on the moon, or I was in outer space for 9 months, and all I could think about was coming back and having a big cricket casserole.
Yeah, I've been going without any grubs. And that's been really hard. It's been 8 months with
Weren't
no
any grubs
grubs.
up there.
I know. Our grubs went bad. I haven't had grubs in months. That I could totally see that. It's kind of in keeping. It'd be like, oh my gosh, he's a hero. First of all, 17,000 miles an hour. That's, if you unpack that, that's kind of gnarly. 17,000 miles an hour. Like I thought Ohtani kind of threw fast, but that's like way faster than Ohtani
Well, that kind of reminds me
can pitch. Oh, man.
the animals.
Well, like, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. You have to kind of suspend your disbelief a little bit. I mean,
So huge. Oh my God, I gotta pull it together.
what were you saying about the animals?
Once it lived 200 million years ago.
Yeah. Yes. How do they know that too?
Oh my
First of
gosh.
all, like, that brings up really good points right there. Like, okay, so this is 200 million years old because of carbon dating. I don't know how much credence I lend to carbon dating, but okay. And then how do you know it was 17,000 miles an hour? Did they have like, was there like a compass beam?
They probably did. It was like, the guy that was on the moon with the camera filming everything. This was another guy. He had this
He had the speed gun. He was there to tell people because that was part of the narrative. He was
Totally.
like, we got up to 17,000. And was it 17,000 exactly, or was it a couple miles an hour
I
over?
don't know. I mean, maybe that's as fast as his little like gadget would go.
Was it miles per hour or was it kilometers per
Ooh,
hour?
good question.
Because it seems like
I
they
don't
kind of
know.
it we always get kind of like shit on in America for using
I
miles and
know.
gallons.
I
They're like,
know.
you savages.
Well, why do we use that
Well, we
anyway?
were pissed at England. We're like, fuck
Oh,
England. We
yeah.
hated them so bad that
We had
we're
to
like,
change all of
fuck
everything.
your metric system,
Yeah.
which I think was a good idea. I
Yeah.
kind of don't have any qualms with that, but it kind of brings up questions like 17,000 miles per hour. Okay. Well, I mean, they just kind of mention these things and people just kind of go, oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Wow,
Okay.
that makes
Yeah,
sense. Yeah.
totally.
So they slowed down. They slowed down from 17,000 to slow enough
Like
to
to
hit the
see,
water.
yeah. Well,
Those are gnarly
by the
parachutes.
time they went all that distance. So they must have been like, how far away were they then?
I mean, space.
Were they going 17,000 miles an hour for like a minute or
See, there's a lot to
two?
unpack there.
There's I have some
I don't know.
questions. I
And like,
have a
well,
few questions.
like I've been to Magic Mountain and like done free fall. And I
That's
mean,
gnarly.
you pretty much fall at the speed of gravity,
Yeah.
which, and you kind of feel like you're going to puke.
Of gravity, quote unquote.
Yeah, gravity, if that exists. But like you fall at the speed of something falling from that speed. So you're going pretty fast. So you kind of feel like you're going to puke. I can't imagine a human like living through 17,000 mile an hour fall.
That would be gnarly.
Why do you fall so fast? Why do you fall so much faster up there?
Did they put like lead weights on them or something
Like super weight,
to try to get them faster?
Oh, it was the guy's suit because he's like Iron Man. So his suit was so heavy and he's really buff. These are heroes. He's really buff. They've been working out in the space station for like 8 months.
Captain America's got his shield.
Yeah, and that's heavy.
That's heavy. It probably helps him like
He's
aerodynamics.
the only dude who can lift it. That's why he got to go
Maybe
up.
Thor. Thor was there too
Thor,
with like
yeah.
his
And he weighs a
that
lot.
Ragnarok or whatever his like
Yeah.
hammer thing is.
Yeah, doesn't he have like a
Aren't
trident
you
or something?
impressed with my superhero knowledge?
You have watched some of those. I kind of got sick of the whole Marvel thing. I
Yeah.
don't really like superhero movies. And I think the reason people like superhero movies is because I think people like to think that they might actually be superheroes. And then, whoa, I just had,
Oh,
what
what?
if Hollywood is telling people superhero stuff so that we can kind of buy one of their narratives and maybe Project Bluebeam is going to be like fought by superheroes?
I totally could see that. And it's kind of like the astronauts are sort of like modern superheroes, right?
It's Captain America
It's
and
Captain America.
Iron Man.
Totally.
They're both up there.
They're a superhero.
What if it's Robert Downey Jr. and he really is a hero?
I
Like,
know.
he's not even an actor. He's actually a superhuman.
He's like the real deal.
He's the real deal
Yeah.
Holyfield. And
Method acting.
he's method acting. He's just being himself. That's all he is. He's buff and he's strong and he's got that gnarly suit and he's got superpowers. So he can take a 17,000 mile an hour fall. But wait, why do you fall at 17,000 miles an hour?
I don't know.
Was that like, were they accelerating down? It
Must
seems like, why
be
couldn't they just have taken it easy?
like
They've
a,
been up in the space station for
yeah.
8 months. They seem like they were in a real
Maybe it
big
would
rush.
take too long. Maybe,
You know
or
what
maybe
was?
they've been falling for like a month.
At
And
17,000
they're
miles per
like,
hour.
this is taking way too long. We need
Yeah.
like a
They
turbo
accelerated.
boost.
They accelerated. And then they are probably in a hurry to get back and have some crickets and some grubs.
Totally.
That's what they were in the hurry for.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm a bad person because I'm even questioning any of this.
Yeah, well, I know. I think our social credit score is probably gonna dip for this conversation, but
People really frown upon
I know.
me. Well, that's fine though, because you know what? I'm willing to be the reject and the dork, but I have a hard time swallowing this thing.
Well,
Like what?
it's
Why did he get stuck up there for 8 months again?
the stories are so outrageous, and I think that's all part of it because remember, who was that guy that said he was one of those big like commie leaders? Was it Kissinger, or he said, tell a lie until it's so big that they can't question
Yeah, I think Goebbels
it?
kind of said something like that.
Yeah.
He was like, if
I
you
think
tell a
so.
lie very, very big, everyone will kind of believe
Yeah.
it.
I mean, if you make it so outrageous, like the animals lived 200 million years ago, I mean, it's so outrageous. Who's going to question that?
People just go, must be true, because who's
Yeah.
going to make up something that absurd?
I know. I wonder what kind of huge outrageous stories we could make up and just go around our daily lives and
Yeah.
see what
What I got to give these guys credit
happens.
for is they come up with cool stuff,
Yeah. I
but
mean, it
people really
really,
swallow it.
yeah.
So then why? Let's just assume most people are going to say that I'm just a bad person and I shouldn't really be questioning this. But just what if in some parallel universe I'm right and this is all fake? What would be the motive for faking this?
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. What would be the motive? Because that's going to be a question people have.
They're always going to be like, why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
And how many people are involved? Now, we already talked about how some people might be brain chipped.
We talked about that, my revelation that I had
Yeah.
last time.
Like, so, now you hear people just kind of introducing this idea of a brain chip with electrodes, and they're like, well, only a few people have got it. Most people. What if, no,
What
it's
if a
actually
lot?
already been implemented a long time ago? It wasn't like, these people volunteered. It was like, no, you're gonna do this. And they go and carry out things that they probably would go, am I, should I be doing this? This is kind of weird. This is a little immoral. And they don't really think about it because they're brain chipped.
Well, I wonder, if all of NASA is brain chipped.
Yeah. So what they can do
Question.
in Project with Project
Don't get me
Bluebeam,
going again.
they can like use the brain chip to like, what if they can just like implant, kind of like they can Sirhan you, where you just are disassociative and you're just like, you think you're in a space station,
Right.
but you're in Simi Valley at some dude's house in like the back bedroom for like last 8 months.
Out in the dirt next to that rock.
Yeah, they're just like where they film the searchers, you're there.
Yeah.
And then they have you go walk around and they film you, but
And
then they
you
just,
think, and you actually think you're out in space.
you're all jumping
Maybe
around, like going real
they
slow.
have like the wires on them so that they're like kind of float up and they feel like they have, anti-gravity.
And so all the brain chipped subject thinks is, I've been
I'm
on
in
Mars.
space.
I've been
Yeah.
on Mars.
Yeah.
I've been Mars, and then here's the rocks that I got from Antarctica that are actually from Mars. So could it be that those two people who were at the station for the last 8 months were brain chipped, and now they're going to do a bunch of interviews, and CNN will have them on, and
Oh,
they'll have a
for
big, it'll be
sure.
like Don Lemon will probably, I think he got fired. It'll be one of their main
Yeah.
guys. And then they'll be like,
And MSNBC.
first of all, everyone wants to know, did you go to Disneyland? Because they always kind of go to Disneyland. Like, after you accomplish, like, you won the Super Bowl, or you just went to Mars. What are you going to do next? I'm going to go to Disneyland. So they're going to ask them some stupid question like that, right? And then they're going to talk to them about, well, what kind of training did you do? And what, tell us about the experience. What if all of that he starts getting into is like programmed? Like they have some Indian guy in Silicon Valley just like typing in his answers and it's going doo -doo -doo -doo, and
Oh
just
yeah,
spewing out of his
totally.
mouth.
And the Indian guy typing in the answers is also brain chipped.
Of
He's being
course.
controlled by somebody
Exactly. Well, you
else.
can't, you gotta have it seamless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, okay. Now, some people might say, might, or they might say, might be a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
But what I think is far-fetched is someone fell 17,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And maybe
And
that we have some.
called the moon from their landline.
And then also, how about it's a little far-fetched that we sent someone up to a space station and then we couldn't get them back. It was a
Yeah.
big drama.
Were they stuck up there for 9 months?
Yeah, that was that's the narrative that we're supposed to
But
believe, right?
suddenly we were able to get them back now.
Elon.
Oh, Elon did it
He came to the rescue again.
with his Starlink.
Well, he's got a big brain. Check out the big brain on
Okay,
Elon.
so he, and I'm just wondering, okay, was he working on this like on the sly all these months,
No.
or did he just wait until he got hired to be, you know, Trump's sidekick
No.
before he
Once
came through?
they started shooting at Trump, and we know that was real, then he knew he had to get involved. And then now he's putting fresh eyes on the situation. So now those people are down.
That's amazing.
You know, because you know Biden, he was a bad guy. He was the only bad guy.
Well, he was like a senile old man,
Yeah.
so, you know.
So Trump and Elon, they're good guys. Biden was a bad guy. And Biden was also incompetent, so they couldn't bring him down.
It was probably the
It
incompetence.
was the incompetent Biden. So he now they've got fresh eyes on the situation and immediately they're down.
That's incredible.
Well, is that more incredible than a bunch of brain shit people carrying out some evil plan? I don't know. I think you kind of have to suspend your disbelief for either.
Exactly. Like
I,
watching a movie.
it's like watching a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
Interesting, isn't that?
you
It's
know,
just like watching a movie.
like John Wick probably would have got shot a few times.
Yeah. But you know, like when you watch like the Guardians of the Galaxy and all
I
the
didn't see
Marvel,
that one.
oh, well, all the
I know the
Marvel
guy that
stuff.
wrote that was like kind of implicated in some weird child CP.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, all the Marvel
But
stuff.
they were like, no big deal. You can make part two and part three still.
Yeah, because you're in Hollywood.
Yeah,
That
you're in the
might have been
cult.
part of his cult deal. You
He
know what I
probably did.
mean?
He probably had to go and like make sure that you're in the cult for good.
Yeah.
I think that's how they kind of sealed the deal.
But all of those movies, you know, you have to sort of suspend reality and just go with it. You have to believe what you're, you know, for the 2.5 hours you're watching that
But should you
movie.
have to do that for the news?
Well, you kind of do.
I guess that's what you have to do for the news.
Yeah.
So, well, that's interesting. So we've kind of seen like this resurgence of
The space
the
program.
space
It's like
program.
back in 1969. We're back to 1969 where they were all excited. Everybody was on board with it. So maybe I
So
have a feeling we're going to see more space stuff coming out in the days to come.
I think so too. I think it's going to
Maybe,
be Project Blue Beam on steroids.
yeah,
It's coming.
we should start designing like a line of clothing that has like a sort of outer space kind of theme. Astronaut wear. It's going to get popular.
Because people are going to be like, yes,
Oh.
yes. Because, like, if you go out and you talk to, like, your Joe Schmo right now, it used to be that if you brought up aliens, they'd be like, you're a weirdo.
Yeah,
Now they're
now
like,
it's cool.
totally.
Yeah, that
I saw one
conspiracy is
the other day.
cool. Yeah. In fact, I saw one on my way to my grandma's house last
Yeah.
night.
Like, if you go talk to somebody on the street and you say aliens, they're going to be like, I saw one.
Yeah,
Well, that was a good episode.
I think that was interesting. We might even have to like
I.
dig deeper in our
You
next one.
laughed harder on that episode than ever before,
I
which
don't
was
know.
awesome.
That just was like too funny.
It was. Well, 200 million years. Come on.